First of all, I want to observe that I think this is the best time of Christmas. When I was first ordained and I showed up in my first parish, I found that the Christmas Eve masses were full of all kinds of activity and family and friends and energy. But it wasn't until Christmas morning, when I arrived in a quiet church, that at least for me, Christmas arrived with the kind of quietness that lets you take it in. Christmas at its heart is about God coming in humility and inviting us to say yes to God's coming. That yes is to a hopeful life of care, and that is the very heart of this day. The one who creates all slips largely unnoticed, but noticed, slips by a plan, one that disrupts the unnoticeable way of the world, almost unnoticed as God comes. One life is made momentarily inconvenient, that of Mary, and this impacts Joseph. And yet a marriage that might not have happened does. And in Mary, as her human body yields to divine hope that does not make full sense to her, God comes. In her yes, and in Joseph's yes, God comes. My imagination wonders if it was like a murmur in the inner mind at night, that time where one simply quietly contemplates, one wonders about the actions and decisions of life. Is this a right thing? Does this make sense? What is the next right action after this? Is there one? And yet there is this dual yielding, that of Mary and that of Joseph, that become the backdrop of this day. And their yielding is what brings us to this day. And that is also against the backdrop of power. For as Luke tells the story, there is this required census by this occupying force. And up against that, God comes in an infant. Against the backdrop of a woman great with child, a husband great with care, a forced movement from comfort to requirement as they go to Bethlehem, in the borrowed space that is fit only to poverty, God comes in the birth cry. But God also comes to those who notice. That is seen both in Matthew's gospel and in Luke's gospel. In Matthew, it is the innkeeper who is moved with care and shares with them a barn, the one that is now visible in Luke's gospel. In Luke's gospel, it is the shepherds in the fields by night who grow aware of some celestial witness. And here, in the purity of a dark night's listening, they realize that something is happening and they are to witness it. Here too, God comes, not in the place of power, but in the place of hope and of attention given. And that remains the challenge of faith. The contrast between the power of the world seeking to accumulate to itself more power and the clear caring of God, always simply born in the place of hope, a place where people say yes to a hopeful action of care, to the sense that God has some claim on our lives and that we have the power to respond, a care like God's care, just in us hopefully waiting for another need that may present itself. Christmas is all about care. just in us hopefully waiting for another chance to be born. Care that comes from beyond power and waits for us in the inner chamber of our hearts and our minds. A care that probably predates time, that's almost instinctual if you look at children, woven into us before birth, heard perhaps in the murmur of a mother's heart as we swim in utero, where life begets life and the flow of eternity connects to us. For the person of faith, the heart of time is compassion waiting to find a new birth. And so in the Christmas story, here he lies, in straw and cloth and hope and new life, silently noticing that he is born man in God in man, compassion in flesh, ancient wisdom newborn. He lays there in the hay, called Savior, Messiah, Lord, here in the ordinary, so that angels whisper to shepherds, Savior, the one from whom we will receive forgiveness and learn forgiveness. Messiah, the one who ushers in a new age of God seeking for us, and Lord, whose teachings will guide our ordinary, everyday actions so that we become God's eternal care. If you want to keep this season, which, contrary to living in North Carolina, does not begin with the arrival of the first Christmas tree, but rather with the arrival of this day and takes us through Epiphany and then onward, if you want to keep this season, after the gifts are opened or not, forget the impeachment, whatever it may mean to you, and look for things of innocent beauty. Look at a family photo, perhaps, the early ones, the ones with babies in them, if they're there. Recall what it was to love your wife, your husband, your intimate other, or a daughter, or a son, or a sibling, or a parent, as they become gifts in your life. Recall what it was to have your breath taken away, God's breath newly offered, in a life newborn or a love freshly found, and just sit with that for a while. Let it simply be present to you. Or some night soon, turn out the lights. Sit near a window or on a porch in the dark and look up to the heavens. Notice a star or a cluster of them and wonder how the creator of all that might want to be deeply personal to you. Or someday soon, look for an action of kindness or create one. Notice the face of the giver and the face of the receiver. Is there some echo of eternity there that you do not often stop and simply notice and appreciate? Might you in that moment, might you just let it echo within you? Or should you be in a grocery line and you notice someone use a family first card, if there's a judgment in you, suspend it. Think of compassion buried in that moment, the edge lifted on someone's poverty. We the people, yielding by stooping and caring, a sea of privilege parting, that compassion might flow in the everyday of life. And in those places, recall Christmas, how once God came with great humility, so that all time would echo with that same humility, that Christ might continually come in our lives. Christmas is not principally carols or liturgy or gifts or family meals or once a year affectionate words spoken or written on cards. Christmas is always saying yes to hope, to a life of one hopeful action added to another. It is a yes to clearing a space within where Christ's yes to you may dwell and your kindness may eternally grow. Amen.